Hi, thanks for coming today. I wanted to look, as Catherine Rowe said, at Nurses General role in elderly care and specifics around the comprehensive geriatric assessment, and I wanted to develop an educational tool which is called Targeted. And I'd like to say at the outset of this, I'm an NHS Lothian, but nothing to do with waiting lists, just in case anyone has a question. The aims of our presentations and why did I put myself forward, the process and how I engage with it, questions and perceived outcomes, an audit and questionnaire, and the preliminary findings from that, to do a bit of summary and experience, and I've written questions here, but questions are after we've all done our talks. So why? I involve myself with this because basically as a nurse, I need to be more involved with research. I've put in brackets NMC and RCM there. Nursing's not traditionally associated with research, but over the last 50 years, our national regulation body, the National Midwifery Council and the Royal College of Nursing have been pushing us forward and encouraging us to get more involved with research. Particularly wanted to get involved with something in the hospital and with putting forward this project, older people, because that was the area that I worked in. Thought, great, let's get involved with that, and wanted to look specifically at nursing roles. Engagement and starting the process. Well, I felt like I was entering a jungle. So there I am. Got the form from the job that we filled out, and that had specific questions in it that we wrote down the answers to, and I thought, this is great. People really have the resources out there to help us, and if they do this project, obviously they know where I'm going to get them from. Then I had to ask my own team, both medics and nurse manager, who agreed to support me. I met others in the project that were working both within the NHS Lothian and here in Edinburgh University from other areas. And I had to decide on a specific question. I had so many questions. And when I first did my first presentation, Heather just about fainted by all the things that I think that I was hoping to do, because really I was just like a kid in a sweet shop with no idea of what I was getting involved with. Anyway, I looked at all my questions and I came up with comprehensive geriatric assessment as something that I really wanted to do more work on and how the nurses engaged with it. I looked at the literature. I found a particularly helpful piece of work by Ellis which showed very positive outcomes with the use of comprehensive geriatric assessment, showing that patients are more likely to be at home in their own homes after 12 months of having this process. I think it said in their own homes and alive, which was slightly disconcerting. What else would they be? And also the British Geriatric Society recommends it as good practice. So what is it? Basically, it's a process that looks not just at the health of a patient, but it looks at social health, financial, psychological aspects of the patient. So it's looking at the whole body, if you like. And in the assessment, there's specific aspects, as I've said, that are really nurse-led or nurses are involved with. But it is a multidisciplinary team approach. It's not just one person that would do the whole assessment. So the goals of my work were there. I wanted to highlight the importance of this assessment. I wanted to develop a teaching tool. I wanted to improve patients' experience and improve my own practice. And as my pal there would say, simples. So at the start of the work, I did look at patients' case notes. And I looked specifically at five areas that affect the elderly and that were in the comprehensive geriatric assessment and that we have tools within Lothian that we use to assess them. I developed a questionnaire using the comprehensive geriatric assessment as my tool to think what questions I was going to ask. And the design of it, I put difficult in commas there. I'm useless at IT things. I'm trying to pull together a document that looks like a professional questionnaire was beyond my capabilities, and I think I offended a friend who works in IT so much that she doesn't speak to me anymore, but she did give me help, so that's great. I targeted a group of nurses across specialities, not just in one area, but particularly in admission and assessment areas. I rolled out the questionnaire and we analysed results. I asked three nurses in the medical, surgical, orthopaedic and medicine of the elderly wards, which I know that you're not all here from health. In fact, there's very few people here from health, but I'm sure that makes sense to you. I wanted to look specifically at the first few days and hours of admissions of elderly patients into the hospital. And because of the large number of older people coming into the front door of the hospital, that's why I targeted the admission areas, because older people are the largest population or clientele, if you like, at the front doors of hospitals. I had to write a proposal to my own directorate or department, if you like, saying I'm going to do this work, and they had to say that it was all right before I then had to approach all the other different departments and ask them for agreement and that I could question their nurses. It says here I sent out 50 questionnaires, but actually it was 55. I only managed to look at 22 sets of notes over a 72-hour period. The questionnaires went out, and I had fairly good response from the medical and surgical areas, and I got 40 back with 55 sent out. The results from the notes were actually very positive. We were measuring all the things that I'd mentioned quite well. But to point out that when I did this, looking at the notes, it was shortly after NHS Lothian had been visited by HAI and had comments made on their notes, so maybe we were being extra vigilant. The main results of my questionnaire, basically the first chart here looked at how many people were elderly or over the age of 75. That was my cut-off point in the wards at the time. And not surprisingly, the older patients were in the medicine of the elderly wards and in the general medical wards. And the younger ones tended to be in surgical. I said that I only asked trained staff, so band 5, 6 and 7, for those of you that don't know, staff nurse, junior charge nurse and senior charge nurse. Didn't get a huge lot of more senior nurses, but to be fair, the staff nurses do most of the work when it comes to the assessment of the patients anyway. I asked if they approached elderly patients differently. I don't know what I really wanted the answer back from this, because should you be approached differently because you're older or not? I think that the response I wanted back was that basically you approach the patient as an individual. And also in there I've got frailty, which is a huge question. And I wanted to know whether the nurses knew if there was measurement tools that were used out there and were they aware of them. So frailty, did four different pie charts here from the four different areas, which shows that actually there's quite a difference in how people think of frailty. And I suppose my specific question here was, do the nurses have difficulty coming to the decision what is frail, the same as a geriatrician, a social worker, a therapist? And yes, they do. Mm. Although, particularly, I think, the nurses that were in the surgical wards had more of a problem, but that's not surprising because they have a smaller population of elderly.
I don't know. I think we're fine.
I also looked at nutrition, because nutrition is something that's very important when you're older, and if you don't have a good level of nutrition, it impacts on your ability to respond to an illness, to an injury. So it's very important that nurses do recognise that when patients are coming in the front door. It might not be the wound on the leg that brought them into hospital, but if they come in with a wound in the leg and go out with a wound on the leg that's not healing, have we done our job properly? Whereas if we assess the nutrition, realise there's a problem there and make it better, make recommendations that are carried on out in the community, then that can only benefit the patient. As an advanced nurse practitioner, I work with people who are doing very sexy things like putting in invasive lines into people's necks and the wound in the leg and go out with the wound on the leg that's not healing. Have we done our job properly? Whereas if we assess the nutrition, realise there's a problem there and make it better, make recommendations that are carried on out in the community, then that can only benefit the patient. As an advanced nurse practitioner, I work with people who are doing very sexy things like putting in invasive lines into people's necks and doing operations. I've become fixated on bowels and bladder. So I wanted to ask whether the nurses that are working at the front door did have an acknowledgement that these are quite important. Often the first symptom, if you like, of a bowel cancer is a change in bowel habit. It doesn't have to be huge and different, but it does have to be, or huge and life-changing, I suppose. It's not that you suddenly go from normal bowel habit to diarrhoea. But if there is changes, then it would suggest that you need a bit of either investigation or find a reason why that's happened. So that's why I particularly wanted bowels in there. Continence, I wanted to pull that up because, again, a patient could come in who's fallen over and hurt their ankle, had that fixed and go back out, but they came in with incontinence and they're going out with incontinence. They manage it with pad and pants. But that's actually quite socially limiting for them. It could be isolating for them because they don't like to go out. They always have to think where the next toilet is. But they've never actually said to anybody, I have problems with that, because you don't want to talk about it, especially if you're 80, you're a single woman, and you've never really had to discuss your nether regions with anyone. But if you're in hospital, we should be looking at that. Cognitive. Dementia and delirium. A huge amount of patients that come into the hospital develop delirium if they're over the age of 75. Not all of them have dementia. Nurses should know the difference between these two things. So I wanted to ask that question. Because you can have dementia and you can have delirium, as I'm sure many people in the audience know. Just because you're diagnosed with dementia doesn't mean that you go from a normal functioning person into someone who can't cope, who just sits, who's in a complete world of your own. But if you have dementia and you have memory problems and then you suddenly become acutely confused, that's the delirium that you're having. We need to find out why that delirium's happening. So it's important we know the difference. And I was pleased to see that a fair amount were aware, although unclear, but were aware there was a difference. Basically, I then wanted to look at, did they do anything with that difference? And what I wanted to tease out here is that as soon as you get a confused patient into hospital, your first response is not to get psychiatrists involved, because it's often a physical thing that's driving that. And by using the comprehensive geriatric assessments and doing infection screens or bloods, you can come up with reasons for that, or just looking at the medications that they're on. So again, surgery, which is this bottom one down here, they have a lot more thoughts going on than other people. But again, because they have a smaller population of the elderly, that's not necessarily surprising. Then after I'd got all the questionnaires back, I then was looking at what I could develop to help people improve their knowledge. So I was looking to make a prompt card. So I did this, including confusion, infection, falls, eating and drinking, incontinence. So my big five were in there. And also on the back of that, that was going on the back of my prompt card. I developed a tool that didn't fit on the slide. Basically, to give you an idea, the tool was, as a nurse, if you read through it and your patients were coming up with scores that were putting them more over this side, would suggest that they need a bit more comprehensive geriatric assessment, perhaps more medicine of the elderly input. If they're mostly all in the green or the yellow, if you like traffic lights, that would suggest that maybe that they're ready to go back out. I developed a poster. That sounds like it's quite easy, but if I didn't have the help of Iris and Problem and Juliet, that wouldn't have happened, but that is my poster. That's me there, very attractive. But then I had a significant issue. After sending several emails and stuff, I discovered that my prompt card and lanyard that I'd hoped to develop would not be possible in NHS Lothian because of infection control, health and safety issues. And even if I developed a card, the response was that there's already little flash cards that many departments have, diabetes, dementia, but there's only so much space you have in your clip card that keeps your identity on, and there wouldn't be much space in there. So I felt a bit like that bear. I'd have a lie down. Anyway, so my information and results so far. There is actually a good level of knowledge and ability in nurses in the front door to do with medicine of the elderly. It's quite diverse, but it is there. The high levels of returns I got from the nurses suggest to me that maybe they're quite keen to get themselves engaged with research or work to look at things. And significant different approaches and knowledge. And although I've written in there community services, that didn't actually highlight any of my results in that. I did ask some questions about community services, and you won't be surprised to know, medicine of the elderly were much better on that than anybody else. I would think that further investigation and progression of my work and other work would be beneficial, and that would include short talks. Although I've done a poster, you know, just putting the poster out there is no help unless I actually talk people through the poster. Articles into local newsletters. The medical admission ward at the front door has a letter that goes out to about 100 staff, so I need to put something in that. Sharing the results and showing people actually they're doing quite well. Maybe not so much in this area, you may want to do something different there. And further work, especially regarding community and hospital interface. And my own knowledge of research has improved and comprehensive geriatric assessment. So there's my next steps mentioned there, which I particularly want to do closer ties with other hospitals addressing similar patient population and processes, because I'm aware of places in England that I've been looking at this that have had much more longer experience of nurse practitioners working in medicine of the elderly. And the goals of my work from my earlier slide, more recognition, yes, I can see that because I had that in my questionnaire, comprehensive geriatric assessment. So even if they don't understand it, the nurses do know it. The teaching tool, yes, may not have been what I was aiming for, but it is there. Improved patient and experience outcomes, that needs another bit of work. And improve my own knowledge and skills, yes, I have. So finally, would I do it again? Yes. Did I think the process was valuable? Yes. What have I gained? As I say, knowledge and experience. What has the organisation gained? I posted in the first instance, but much more of actually push it forward. And what are the implications? Does it have to older people in the hospital? Highlighted elderly assessments hopefully will be a positive outcome. And I put a picture in there of my iceberg, because research to me, you start at the tip of something and you end up with a huge bit of work. It's almost like being approached by a wolf in sheep's clothing. You think, well, that looks nice. Anyway, thanks. And that's Bert and Elsie.